What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Way to Go Taco. So, as you guys know by now, sadly and unfortunately, I'm back here in America. And the reason why I'm back here is because of the accident. I have doctor checkups, get the insurance thing going on, hopefully get a decent insurance payout for all the injuries I have sustained in my back. And as you guys know, I had a very, very, very painful shot called, what was it called, PRM, something like that. It kind of did work. So there is still pain if I'm doing like irregular activities, like can't go back to the gym or anything like that. We're going to find out this Monday, I believe, how bad is bad or how good is good. But that's not the point of the video, guys. The point of this video, guys, is way to go taco. So, as you guys know, I own a food truck here in America. And thanks to the MGTOW community, we got the restaurant in Colombia going. Everything is fine. Everything is great. We're just waiting for PriceSmart to get the TV. And we already have one TV with the menu on it. The other TV was going to be for like playing ads and videos and stuff like that. So, we're good, dude. So, thanks to you guys. The restaurant in Medellin is doing good. And as you guys know, HD was there a couple of days ago. And he can, you know, tell you that himself. He even tried, his family tried our food. And from what I can tell, they love our food. Especially the baklava, the shawarma. And I'm sure HD on tomorrow's show, he'll probably tell you about what's going on. Anyway, guys, let's get back to the point of this video. Way to go tacos. So as you guys can see in the picture of the thumbnail of this video, it's lamb. Now, as you guys know, we get boneless, legless lamb. Yeah, that's what we get. And we get that from Australia. We get that at Sam's. This is what Sam's has. It's halal. I love it. It's great. It's beautiful. The problem is, thanks to Taco, it went up in price. Before Taco became president, it was $4.98 a pound. Then after Taco became president by a couple of months, it went up to $5.48 a pound. And then now, how much is it in the, guys, how much is it in the thumbnail? Because I can't stop this video and see how much is it in the thumbnail. Guys, it's $5. How much is it in the thumbnail? Is it $5.98 or is it more? Hopefully it's not more, guys, because I know I couldn't afford it. Because I used to buy that leg of, I used to buy that boneless lamb of leg or leg of lamb. I used to buy that for like $25, you know, maybe 30 if it was like 6 pounds, 6.5 pounds. But now they're like $45-$50, you know. I can't afford that. And the thing is, I don't want to raise prices on the truck, so unfortunately I can no longer serve lamb to my clients. I can't do it anymore, you know, thanks to Trump. Now, if I go out and I make shitload of money, I can probably serve lamb like once a week as a special or something like that. But lamb can no longer be my everyday option like it used to before Trump became president. And the thing you guys gotta understand is that I was only gone out of the country for 10 days. That's it. I was only out of the country for 10 days. Like 10 days, I come back later, everything gone up in price. Guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say this again. The only saving grace the United States of America has over any other country out there is how cheap food here is. The minute the food here becomes as expensive or even more than, let's say, Latin America, there's no reason for you or me to be here anymore. Like, fortunately, my parents own the house. They own the food truck. So all I gotta pay for is the food and the energy. But the minute gas is $5-$6 a gallon, the minute fucking chicken is, right now, guys, I used to get the boneless, skinless chicken. I used to get that. But now I get the ones with the bone and skin on because those are still cheap. I get those for like $1.38 a pound, right? So if chicken becomes expensive, guys, like right now, guys, the price of, okay, let me I'm going to do fast math here, okay, guys? Here in America, from Sam's, it's $1.38 a pound to get chicken with bones and skin on it. In fact, I actually had to debone and skin them myself. I have them over in the solution of water, salt, and turmeric. And that way, you know, you clean them up. The turmeric is healthy for you. It also takes away bacteria, shit like that. Salt, you always need that for food. And I got the grill going, you know, give it about 5-6 more minutes and I'll start cooking the chicken. So it's $1.38 a pound. So in kilos, that would be times 2 and add a little bit. So let's say $1.50 a pound, because a kilo is more than a kilo is 2.2 pounds, okay? So let's say $1.50 a pound times 2, that's $3, okay? $3 for a kilo of chicken thighs with bones and skin. Now let's times that by 4. How much in pesos, Colombian pesos, that would be 12 pesos. So the chicken I get here in America, if I was to compare that to the same quantity and same everything of chicken I get in Colombia, it's actually on par with Colombia. In fact, on Thursdays at Euromarket, chicken is like 20% off. So I am pretty much buying chicken at the same price as I do in Colombia. In fact, last time, because they had a super sale, it was a sale from Euromarket, and then the brand of the chicken called Frico, F-R-I-K-O, they had an additional 15%. So the chicken was like 35-40% off. So I actually bought chicken cheaper than I would get them here in America, okay? Vegetables are cheap in Colombia. Honestly, at this point, guys, everything is actually cheaper in Colombia. And here in America, guys, it's only gonna get worse, okay? I know Taco likes to lie and gaslight and manipulate and say, oh yeah, bro, I did more than any other president in half a fucking year. It's like, bruh. We lost over 10% of our currency compared to other currencies. In fact, I think it was Redacted TV or somebody, where they had a real economist, you know, they didn't have me on. They had a real economist, and the real economist is like, we lost like 10.2% of our value compared to other currencies, which is right, you know. When Trump took office, one American dollar was the equivalent of 4,500 Colombian pesos. Like a couple of days ago, guys, I actually seen the US dollar go under 4,000 pesos. That means the US dollar lost well over 10% of its value ever since that ancient nigger Trump took office, okay, guys? Like, we're losing. Inflation is up, food prices are up, our currency is way weaker than what it was under fucking Biden, guys. Like, all the real world metrics is that we're losing big, and yet you have Trump gaslighting Americans by saying, oh yeah, bro, alligator Alcatraz, my nigger. Obama fucking 15 years ago deported more illegal immigrants than Trump does on a per day basis. Yeah, Trump is like, oh yeah, bro, I'm cracking down on immigrants, shit like that. Oh, but I'm gonna give them amnesty. Guys, Trump is the Dajjal. The word Dajjal in Arabic means great deceiver. That's what Trump is. Trump is the great deceiver, okay? If you guys cannot see by now that Trump is the Antichrist, is a scammer, con artist, lowlife, and perhaps even a pedophile, as far as we know, allegedly, of course, I don't know what to tell you. Like, Islam tells us that when the Dajjal comes into this world, a blind man will see the word kafir written on his forehead. Can a blind man see? Of course not. This is just Islam's way of telling us it's so fucking obvious that Trump is the Antichrist that if you can't see that by now, I don't know what to tell you, dudes. Like, this guy has done more damage to America in half a year than Biden did in fucking 4 years. Like I said before, and I'm gonna say it again. Okay? Biden was like a seal that got bit by a great white shark, and then the great white shark takes a breather, waits for the seal to slowly bleed out, and then comes back and finishes the job. Trump printed more money than any other president in U.S. history. Trump is the reason why we have inflation, okay, guys? That's number one. Number two, okay? Trump has, you know, because I got the gas going on and stuff like that, the gas is kind of coming into my eyes. I'm not smelling propane, but the gas is kind of like coming into my eyes. That's because I actually need a little bit of ventilation. You know what? I need a little bit of ventilation. I mean, this never happened before, guys, but you guys have to keep in mind, I was like in Colombia for 10 days. And before I went to Colombia, I didn't use the truck for almost a week. So this truck has been out of commission for well over 2 weeks. So maybe the griddle, let me show you what I'm talking about. Maybe the griddle over here, guys, maybe it needs a better cleaning or something. Okay, you know what I think it was, guys? I think simply because of the bottom of it is catching, the bottom of this griddle, guys. What's happening is that with the fire and stuff like that, it was eating all the buildup and rust and shit like that at the bottom. That really was caused. Okay, my eyes are not getting watery anymore, okay? So that's good. Like I said, this truck has been out of commission for well over 2 weeks because, you know, before I went to Colombia, I went to Tallahassee to get my paperwork for a U.S. District Congressman, you know. I'm going up against Brian Mast, who everybody hates. I'm going now up against the premier nominee for the Democrats, Bernard Taylor, a black dude, a nice guy, just your typical run-of-the-mill, lefty, liberal, you know, so, and they hate Democrats here. They hate fucking Mast. They hate fucking Democrats. At this point, guys, I mean, honestly, I can go to Lion Country Safari, get a retarded chimp, and he can become congressman for my district at this point. You know, that's just how sad and pathetic it is, politics-wise, here in America. So I figure, you know, until the chimp decides to, like, fucking fill in paperwork to run for congressman, I'm the next best option for people here in my district. But let's get back to the point of this video, guys, is that at this point, I'm parked under a tree, so when it gets windy outside, it makes noises. So I just like to keep my ears open for weird noises and shit like that. But I know what it is. It's fucking trees and wind and shit like that. But yeah, like I was saying, guys, at this point, dudes, like, with inflation going up, prices going up, big war looming, like TFM, I mean, I know a lot of you guys disagree with TFM, but he's actually right, dudes. Like, eventually, you guys need to understand this good. God's punishment comes quick. Like, you guys are gonna wake up one day, civil war. One day, hyperinflation. One day, nuclear war, okay, guys? This is why I had to do what I had to do to get Colombia going as quickly as possible, okay? Because if anything here happens here in America, look, in all honesty, guys, I can be on a plane in Colombia. I can be in Colombia like fucking, you know, well, 5 hours from now because I have to drive to the airport. And if I have to go down to Martin County airport and bribe a pilot to take me down to Colombia, hey, Colombia is less than 1,500 miles from where I am. Like, in under 1,500 miles, I can land in Colombia. And I have no problem going to Cancun and then taking a regular plane from Cancun to Colombia, you know? But as long as I have a day or two to get the fuck out, up out of here, guys, that's all I need, guys. Like, honestly, dudes, like, thanks to you guys, starting in August or maybe even September when school is back in session in Colombia, because our restaurant is right next to a major university, I can probably live off the restaurant in Colombia, but I'm really hoping that I get the insurance payout by then. My estimated insurance payout is 8K. Like, the lady's insurance coverage for injury is 25K. Lawyer takes a third, which is 8K. The doctors might take another 8K. So if I'm lucky, I might get like 8K out of it. If I get 8K out of it, I'm gonna open up another restaurant in Colombia, dudes. Like, with our brand name out there and shit like that, especially if I open another restaurant in a good area that actually has decent traffic, like built-in traffic, I can probably be profitable within the first month. Like, our restaurant, like, the first month, guys, the restaurant almost paid for everything. It paid for the food. It paid for our employee. We had a young guy working with us, so we obviously were giving him, you know, like 55 pesos a day. But now, unfortunately, that young employee had to leave the country to take care of a elderly relative. So the lady who replaced him is a veteran, working as a cook, and she's really good, guys. We're paying her like 80 pesos a day plus benefits, shit like that, like a full fucking contract. And I'm gonna be making a video, guys, about how hiring in Colombia works. Like, for example, like, minimum wage in Colombia is 1.4 million pesos, which is like, what, $350. But if you do a legit contract, salary based, benefits based, which a lot of Colombians would like, especially if they're veterans. When I say veterans, I don't mean like military veterans, I mean like veterans of like having a lot of experience. Then that contract can almost double the amount of the 1.4 million. Like, the lady I'm paying, HD met her, by the way. She's getting the equivalent of 2.4 million pesos a month in direct pay, benefits, retirement, shit like that, you know. But, and again, she's worth it. She's working 9 hours a day, 6 days a week. I have another lady who covers for her. I'm only paying her like 70 pesos a day, which is like what, $15-16, assuming fucking Trump doesn't make our currency get any worse than what it already is. So for about a little bit over 3 million pesos a month, guys, my restaurant is working every day. 3 million pesos divided by 4 is about a little bit over $700, $750, $800. So for about $800, guys, I have employees working at my restaurant for $800 a month. Here in America, if I was gonna hire an employee, like $20 an hour, 8 hours, that's $160. You know, 5 days a week, that's $900. And that doesn't include fucking benefits and shit like that. So for a week of having one American employee, I get to have two employees in Colombia for a whole motherfucking month. And our rent is about $600 American. It's actually a little bit cheaper if I pay it in advance by a couple of days, which I think I'll be able to do, again, thanks to you guys. And what else? The rent in Colombia, the utilities in Colombia, like, my utility bill for last month was 600,000 pesos and some change, which is a little bit over $150. I think I'll be able to cut that bill down because I was using too much electricity. You see, some of the equipment I use in my restaurant is electric. Like, I use an electric fryer. It's a small electric fryer. It's not a big one. I'm using a electric oven for my pizza. It's a small one. It's actually this one over here. You see this? This is what I have in Colombia. Okay, guys, except it's red and it looks a lot better than this one. That's the one I have for my pizza and the pita bread to warm them up. That one over here. Okay, guys. So that is electric. Then I have a small electric fryer. And then I have one of those warmers where you can put like three items in there. All that cost money electricity wise. I might be able to get an air fryer. I might be able to get a gas powered fryer in the next couple of days. So, but like worst case scenario from what I see, guys, is that my restaurant, worst case scenario, electricity might be $200, $250. So if my electric bill is under $1,000,000 pesos or under $250, you know, that may not be bad, especially if you're making 9-10 million pesos, you know. So the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys here is that it's so fucking better to do business in Colombia than it is here to do business in America, guys. Like, you know, there was a place at the mall that was perfect. The it used to be by not Cheesecake Factory. The person who had it before me was Charlie's Cheesecake, but they abandoned the location, they left the equipment, and the mall was like, yeah, just pay us 2 months deposit, $9,000, which is $4,500 a month, and you'd be up and running. You can use the equipment all you want. Yeah, they're gonna own it, but I get to use the equipment. Man, it was very, very tempting for me to use. But imagine having $4,500 a month rent. Like, if my restaurant is doing the equivalent of $4,500 a month in Colombia, I'm dancing on the rooftop of this motherfucking truck. So imagine you have $4,500 a month rent. You're going to pay employees another $4,500 at $20 an hour. That's another $9,000. Let's say electricity, insurance, utilities, shit like that. That's probably going to be what? Almost another $1,000. So right off the bat, you have to cover $10,000 before you start seeing a cent for yourself. And that's an operating cost. That doesn't even include the motherfucking food. You know, motherfucking food, you know, if you're selling the equivalent of $10,000 a month of at the restaurant, your food probably is going to cost $2,500, maybe $3,000 a month, especially if you get lamb like we do, and that idiot Trump risen up the prices on everything, you know. So I'd have to make almost $13,000 before I see a penny myself. In Colombia, if I'm making the equivalent of $13,000, which would be like, what, 50 million pesos? Dudes, like, I would be doing my happy dance until the day I die if I was making the equivalent of $13,000 at my Colombian restaurant. But here in America, $13,000, you're not going to see another cent until you make more than $13,000. That's just way too much of a stress. And the realistic, and you know, realistically speaking, guys, if like nobody goes to my mom, if nobody goes to my restaurant at all, I lose like $50 a day if nobody goes to my restaurant. Now, there are people going to my restaurant. Yes, you know, there are people going to... Oh, damn. Is this... It's still cool. I left it accidentally here. You know, I left it here, guys. This gets hot sometimes, but it's still cool. It's fine. It's not like super hot or anything like that. My energy drink is fine. I'm also drinking coffee from Cumberland. You know, if you use your Cumberland Rewards app, the coffee is back to $1 the way it should be. So got coffee, got energy drink. I'm gonna be up until 2, 3, maybe 4 in the morning if there's any business. But yeah, guys, like at the end of the day, man, like I got this truck for sale on fucking Facebook. You know, if somebody offers me like $30,000, I'll be like, just have the truck, dude. You know, $30,000 divide by 4, 8,000. I can comfortably open like 3 restaurants in Colombia for the equivalent for $30,000. I can like, I'd open, we have one in Las Colares. I'd open up one in Sabinata, Itagay. I'll be doing a video about Colombian cities eventually. I'll be doing videos about that as well. I'll be also showing you guys my point of sale system. Believe it or not, guys, I'm actually more effective here than I am in Colombia, because when I'm in Colombia, I love being in the kitchen. I don't know why, I just love being in the kitchen. And then I'm also running around picking up stuff because I like riding in my scooter. But I'm actually more effective here in America for my Colombian restaurant, because here in America, I can actually look at all the sales we have and, you know, find out the best time to sell, what sells, shit like that. I can be online looking for the best discounts. Believe it or not, guys, I can order shit here, sitting in my damn truck, fucking drinking this drink over here, and 3-4 hours later, the shit shows up at my restaurant in Colombia. Guys, I'm gonna tell you this, and, you know, nobody else is ever gonna tell you this, okay? I'm living the American dream in Colombia. Let me say that one more time to all the Yogi Obes and all the Kutch Bitch Pillars out there who are too low IQ to understand shit the first time around. I'm living the American dream in motherfucking Colombia, guys, okay? Like I said, in the next couple of days, maybe a week or two, once I get settled here, because you guys have to understand, I still have to do a lot, not a lot of paperwork, but I still have to do a lot of stuff for my candidacy as a MGTOW candidate here in Florida for District 21, you know. Just registering with the state and FEC, that's officially all you need to do, but there's more to it. Registering a campaign, getting a campaign bank account, shit like that. So give me about a week or 2 weeks, guys, and I'm going to start showing you how I'm able to order shit online in Colombia, how I'm able to pay my gas bill. Like, everything in Colombia, guys, I can do from here. Like, literally, guys, I can sit on my fat ass, drink my Rockstar drink, and fucking do everything for my restaurant in Colombia from right here. Guys, I'm telling you this, I'm living the American dream in motherfucking Colombia. Is it me, or is... is it me, or does it seem like it's getting a little bit smoky in here? Is it getting a little bit smoky in here, guys? What do you guys think? Well, not back here. I mean, that's a cab. Is it me, or is it getting a little bit smoky? Because I still, you know, I smell, not propane, but I smell a little bit of rust, you know? You know what I think it is, guys? I think this truck needs a good-ass cleaning. I really think that's what's up. I think this truck needs a good-ass cleaning, which it really does need a good-ass cleaning, you know? But yeah, dudes, like, at the end of the day, guys, I'm lucky where, again, my parents own the land, they own the home, they own the truck, so other than buying food and filling the gas, the truck up, and the good thing, guys, is that, like, I travel to a Cava place, which is, like, 4 miles going, 4 miles coming back, so even if gas is fucking $5 a gallon, you know, it's like, this truck is like 8 miles a gallon, something like that. So my fuel cost and running the generator for 3-4 hours, like my fuel cost right now at $3 a gallon is like five and another six or seven. It's like $12, okay? For me to take this truck to the Cava place, run the generator, and then come back, obviously, it's like $12-$13, you know, that's like one shawarma sandwich, okay? So I'm just paying for the gas, and I'm paying for the food, and that's it. That's all I have to do when it comes to this truck. Unfortunately, guys, a lot of people here in America, they just don't have money. That's the problem. At the end of the day, guys, people here in America, they just don't have money. This is why you gotta move out to Colombia, Uruguay, Paraguay, Chile, Argentina. Like, dudes, again, man, if somebody offers me $30,000 for this truck, I'm taking that money and I'm going off to Colombia, dudes. Like I said before, Your plan B should be your plan A by now. If you live in the West, okay? If you live in Canada, America, UK, or even Germany, or any Western, so-called Western country, your plan B of being in, you know, Latin America or Southeast Asia, your plan B should be your plan A, guys, by now, okay? And when you live in the host country, you need to be able to make money in that country, okay, guys? You can't be reliant on, oh, well, I'm going to save up a little bit and then just live there for half a year, then come back, you know. I knew this one girl when I was in Vietnam. I was married at the time. I could have banged her, but it is what it is. She was French-Canadian, by the way, you know. So, yeah, French-Canadian, right? So this girl, you know, she would work her ass off for half a year and then spend the other half year traveling the world and obviously, you know, shacking up with dudes. That way she doesn't pay for hotel, she doesn't pay for food. Yeah, it's coming from here, guys. Yeah, the problem here is that there's just a lot of rust, a lot of old stuff down here. I don't know if you guys can see it, but there's probably a lot of stuff down here. Rust and build up and shit like that, that's getting burnt, and that's causing, you know, that's causing the haziness, and that's causing my eyes to water a little bit. I mean, overall, as long as it's not fucking propane leak, and that's really all that matters. But yeah, guys, if you live in the host country, you can't rely on, oh, I'm gonna spend half a year working my ass off and then the other half year I'm gonna travel around. That's not stable, that's not reliable. At the same time, dude, you really can't rely on your job in the tech sector, unless of course you're working on Upwork, shit like that, where you can get contractor jobs, you know. But if you rely on Bill Gates, shit like that, and you live remotely, you know, that will work, but eventually the US dollar will lose its value. Eventually they're gonna lay you off and replace you with fucking Indians HB1 visas. So like I said, guys, for you to live in like Medellin, $1,200 a month, you're doing good, you know. $500 month rent, you know, food, $300 a month, and you can actually be eating out every day for $300 a month. Like I'm telling you guys, I can eat out in Colombia between $5 to a little bit over $8 a day in Colombia, and I'm eating good for $8, you know. So yeah, $500 for rent, $300 for food, fucking another $200-$300 for, like, I don't know, fuck you shit or something like that. But yeah, guys, in fucking Colombia, guys, you can live there and you can live there good for $1,200 a month. So think to yourself, what can I do where I can make, you know, a little bit over $1,200 a month, where I can save a little bit of money, you know, for a rainy day or dumb shit like that, you know? It's really not that hard if you think about it, dudes. Like in my case, you know, again, my restaurant is averaging a little bit over $50 a day, and I'm gonna raise prices by 10 to 15% because our prices are hella cheap. Like, I'm selling, you know, what I sell on this truck for $15 here in America, I'm selling it over there for fucking $8, and that includes a drink and motherfucking fries, you know. So I'm gonna raise prices in Colombia 10 to 15%, you know. And as of right now, guys, my restaurant has made 5 million pesos as of, you know, an hour ago. I'm estimating by the end of the month, we're probably going to hit 6 million, which means we are averaging, $50 a day. You know, like I said, you know, my restaurant is averaging about 200 pesos a day or $50 a day, you know, so my restaurant has paid the salary of the employees. My restaurant has paid the rent, it paid a little bit of the electric bill. It didn't pay for food, which is fine, you know. I can pay food from this truck, you know, from what I get from this truck. So I'm thinking, guys, again, God willing, by August, maybe by September at the most, when colleges are back, I think my restaurant in Colombia, by September, God willing, will be 100% will be 100% operating and paying for itself. Anyway, guys, my eyes are getting watery, and I gotta cook the chicken so I can go to the Cava place. Hopefully make a good quick $150-$200 tonight. Yeah, my eyes are getting watery, but again, it's not the end of the world, you know, it's not gonna kill me, you know. So yeah, guys, I just wanted to say, guys, that every time I come back to America, even though I only been gone for 10 days, every time I come back to America, I walk through the grocery stores, it's like, bruh, where's all this winning that Trump has been talking about, you know? The only thing Trump can actually be proud of is alligator Alcatraz. And again, Biden actually ships out, Biden and Obama deported more illegals than Trump is doing, by the way. And they were deporting more illegals on a daily basis than Trump. But yeah, Trump, you know, is like, alligator Alcatraz. It's like, yeah, take away alligator Alcatraz. Wow, what do you have going for you? The stock markets are high. Yeah, that's called manipulation, bitch. We ain't dumb. So at the end of the day, guys, this will all come crumbling down the same way the Jews crumbled down the Twin Towers. Okay, guys? So your plan B, which is, again, Latin America or Southeast Asia, needs to be your plan A, and you need to be making money in that host country, okay? You can't be relying on, oh, I'm gonna work my ass off as a truck driver for half a year, then go waste my money for half a year overseas. You can't be doing that shit, okay, guys? And you really can't be working for, like, Bill Gates or, you know, Sun Microsystems, because eventually they will replace you with H-1B visas. And again, guys, you really don't want to be working. I mean, if you want to work as a contractor on Upwork, you know, if you are really, really talented, if it wasn't for the restaurant, guys, in all honesty, if it wasn't for the restaurant, I'd actually be working on Upwork. Like, I don't like working for other people, really. So that's why I'm doing the food truck or the restaurant in Colombia, because I don't like working for other people. But I was going to say, if I wasn't the type of person who hated working for other people, I'd be doing Upwork right about now, guys. So you guys out there watching this motherfucking shit, I would honestly look into Upwork.com or any other major freelance website. I'd be looking into that if I was you guys. But anyway, guys, let me get on out of here so I can go make some money tonight and spend $75 on Yogi Obe's mom, but not Bitch Bill's mom, because, well, you all know how fugly her son is. All right, guys, I'll see you later. Peace.